Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 19 on September 7, 2010. Can you create your experience of life? I'm beginning to think that the ability to dissolve our occurrings is almost as important to living a happy and successful life as the ability to eliminate beliefs. Late last year, I wrote several posts about the important distinction between reality and how reality occurs for us. Few people are aware of this distinction, and even fewer are able to continually make this distinction throughout the day, and then dissolve all their occurrings. Let me explain what I mean by the distinction between reality and how it occurs for those of you who haven't yet read my earlier posts. You can see December 15th, 22nd, and 29th, 2009. An example of reality is losing your job. One possible occurring for that reality is a sense of victimization, a sense of disaster. This occurring would result in feelings of despair and helplessness. A different occurring might be being fired as an opportunity to discover what I really want to do with my life and then do it. This occurring would result in feeling challenged and excited. Notice that neither occurring is the same as the literal event. Earlier this year, I offered a teleseminar during which I taught 20 participants how to easily and continuously make the distinction between reality and how it occurs for us. They also learned how to quickly dissolve how reality was occurring for them, so they were left with nothing but reality. How we experience our lives moment to moment is largely the result of how events and people occur for us. So the ability to dissolve that occurring gives us the power to create our experience of life. To make this clear, let me quote some of the participants in my current course who are mastering the art of dissolving their occurrings. Here's one, quote, "I've also noticed that I no longer feel the need to defend my position when criticized or when faced with someone whose point of view is different from my own. I can listen to what's being said without feeling as if one person's wrong and the other is right. The dissolving of my occurrings is instantaneously in most of these situations. I feel as if this makes it possible for me to genuinely learn from the other person's perspective, where in the past, I'd have to shut out what he or she had to say, focusing only on defending my own point of view." Close quote. Here's another, quote, "One very positive thing to report. When I dissolve my occurring, the effect is very profound. I feel relaxed. My thinking is clearer. Using the occurring process to identify what's going on helps a great deal. I feel more energetic and clear-headed. I feel more present and in the moment." Close quote. And finally, quote, "Petty arguments are decreasing because I'm dissolving the occurring before it gets blown out of proportion. As a result, I'm feeling more confident and calmer throughout the day. I'm also pointing out the reality in situations my eldest son is going through, and he's beginning to grasp what I'm saying." How you benefit from dissolving your occurring. There are several important advantages to being able to realize that how an event is occurring for you is the result of the meaning you're giving reality and is not reality itself, and then being able to dissolve the occurring. First, because all negative feelings come from the meaning we have assigned meaningless events, by dissolving our occurring, the meaning we've given the events, we can totally eliminate negative feelings quickly on the spot. As someone shared in my course, quote, "Some things are dissolving either instantly or very quickly. I've noticed that more and more that pleasantly calm, neutral feeling is becoming my default setting." Close quote. Second, because how reality occurs for us is how we think reality really is, it determines our behavior. If we think someone is being nasty to us, uncaring, out to hurt us, etc., that occurring will lead us to be defensive and angry with that person. And that usually will result in arguments and other types of unpleasantness. Dissolving the occurring will dissolve the ground from which arguments grow. Distinguishing between the meaning you're giving someone's behavior and the behavior itself will enhance your relationships with people. As someone else shared in my course, quote, "I'm noticing I'm being able to look at reality without any filter, which has enhanced my relationships with my husband and sons." Another bonus is that when my husband says something that hurt in the past, it is no longer hurtful because I do the distinguishing before I respond. This practice has nipped several potentially volatile situations in the bud. Close quote. Third, because it's easy to create positive meanings for events after you have dissolved the initial negative meaning, the negative occurring, you're able to create positive emotions in your life almost at will. We had to move recently, and the event initially occurred to me as a problem. It would take us about a month to pack and another few weeks to unpack. I immediately realized that I could hold the move as a problem or a great opportunity. I chose the latter, and as a result, the event occurred to me as something very exciting and filled with opportunities. As a result, I did not resent the packing and unpacking. And after being in our new house for less than a week, I realized that having to move was the best thing that could have happened to us because our new home is so much nicer than our old home. Fourth, more often than not with a little practice, clearly distinguishing between reality and how it's occurring for you will put you into a state where you have the profound experience that anything is possible and that nothing is missing. This is the experience that results when you use my "who is my really" process. Fifth, because how reality occurs for us is how we think reality really is, our occurrings limit the possibility that we are able to see. If you lose your job and that occurs for you as a disaster, as a serious problem, as unfair, etc., your feelings and the way you view your reality will make it difficult to find a solution. Looking only at the bare facts, namely, you lost your job and now you need to find a way to make a living, you're more likely to be able to think clearly and discover possibilities you hadn't seen before. Sixth, and perhaps most importantly, you can easily dissolve the occurring of victimization, which is the biggest barrier we have to having our life be all that we want it to be. If I'm a victim of someone or something, then I can't be responsible for my own life. And if that's the case, why even try? At present, I'm only able to teach about occurring in a teleseminar. My goal is to figure out how to turn it into a CD course someday, but at present, I don't know how to do that. But 5 years ago, I had no idea how to help people eliminate beliefs online and on DVDs. And now, over 60,000 have. Please share on MortyLefko.com any comments you have on my thoughts on the value of distinguishing reality and how reality occurs for us and how to dissolve those occurrings. If you haven't eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to www.recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one limiting belief free. And to purchase a DVD program that I guarantee to help you significantly improve your confidence and also eliminate the major day-to-day problems that most people face, check out recreateyourlife.com/store and click on the Natural Confidence button. This podcast is copyright 2010 Morty Lefko. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.